Bukulba means happy.
Word Up, bringing you the diverse languages of Black Australia, one word at a time.
Kinagai.
Birluin.
Walter.
Kalang.
Badjili.
Ngalungir.
Bambach.
Dyangye.
Injamara.
Guram.
Mijal.
Reipiri.
Ngaraguchainama.
Gani Warangung.
Munyip.
Domaninialka. Wakaniniana.
Wardadawiya.
Ngundingi Dangan.
Wukuk.
Kuwayu.
Delkup.
Tiepa.
Murupuk.
Now, Word Up is our language segment here on Away. So far, we've brought you words from Noongar, from Gunai, from Monero, Bachamal, Jumbrapoingu, Bunjalung, Pintipi, Luritja, Gadigal, or the Sydney language, Gumbangir, Mirung, Yorta Yorta, Wiradjuri, and last week, Anadiliakwa. We have literally crisscrossed the country, crisscrossed the map, actually, covering a vast area from the tip of the Cox Peninsula in the Northern Territory to northeast Arnhem Land, to the east Kimberley, to Gippsland and the Snowy Mountains, the north coast of New South Wales, the central desert even, Sydney, the edge of the Murray River, the central west of New South Wales, then back up to the islands in the Gulf of Carpentaria. We have been all over. Now, let's zero in on the far north of South Australia and the APY lands. One of the languages spoken across the homelands of the Anangu is Yangunjara. For Word Up, we're joined by a language worker from the University of Adelaide, who's also an interpreter and a translator, and who hosts her own language program on community radio.
Wai ngai gweni karenanya. Hello, my name is Karina Lester. I am Yami Lester's youngest daughter, who has been a huge instrumental man in my life, who has taught me many things about language as a true Yangunjara man he is. Working as an Anangu interpreter and translator, he gave those skills to myself and to my siblings also. I'm the youngest of three. So all three of us have learnt this amazing skill of our language and speaking our language fluently, but also interpreting and translating in our language, which is such an important job for Anangu to have and for Anangu to do in interpreting and translating. So I work now at the University of Adelaide with the mobile language team, and we support Aboriginal languages across the whole state of South Australia. My role with the mobile language team is co-manager, but also I work as an Aboriginal language worker, working very closely with the Aboriginal communities on what they would like to do with their Aboriginal language. Yangunjara is very interesting and fascinating to work with, in that the language has shifted, but also the language is still spoken, even off country, which is the exciting work that we do within the mobile language team, to identify now where the Yangunjara language is spoken. So Yangunjara is the traditional lands of Indalkina community, also Mimili community, and also Freegon community, and up to Ernabella community, and across to Armada community also, which are all on the Anangu, Binyanjara and Yangunjara lands. And those communities there have many stories, traditional stories, in the Yangunjara language. The three words that I'm going to share with everybody are words that are very Yangunjara words or Yangunjara terms, which is about things within our kinship structure, or terms used within our kinship structure and our skin names, but also a language within a language, which is the exciting thing about one of the words I'm going to share. So the first word I'm going to share for everybody is the word called Jalbawanganja. Jalbawanganja is a polite or indirect speech. And it's a very polite language, language that is spoken not directly to people, but indirectly. So at times, Arnong, which is the term we used for Aboriginal people who are Bigyanyara Yangunyara, often use English translation as sideways. Sideways is the simple English translation to Jalbo Wanganja, and it's a very polite language. Often used when speaking to your close gamuru, your uncle, your guda, which is your senior brother, older brother, or wabuju, which is your father-in-law, or your wabuju jugujugu, so your smaller father-in-law, your engani, which is your sister-in-law, and your engeli, which is your in-laws, your co-parents-in-law. Also with your malur, which is a very important relationship, those who are your engeli juda, your in-laws, and those malur who have been involved in a sorry business, where they have put your loved one to rest, is your malur. And that's a very, very polite and indirect relationship. And the language that needs to be spoken to them is Jalba Wanganja. The next word I'm going to share for everybody is a word called Nganadarga. Nganadarga translates to we bone or our side, your own generation, and it can also be all your grandparents and all your grandchildren's side. That kinship line or that skin name is Nganadarga. So that relates to your guda, your older brother, your ganguru, your older sister, your malan, maybe your younger sibling, your younger brother or younger sister. It may be also your jungoja, your spouse or partner. It also relates to marujo, which is man's brother-in-law. And so Nganadarga is the term used for we bone or our side or your own generation. The other term I'm going to share with everyone is again another skin name, and it's the opposite to Nganadarga, and this one is called Janamiljan. Janamiljan translates they flesh or their side, and it relates to your parents and your children's side. So, of course, mama, your father, ngunju, your mother, or your kundali, your father's sister, or your gamuru, your mother's brother. It relates to your gaya, your son. It also relates to your undal, your daughter, and those that are on their side, your parents and children's side. So that word again is Janamiljan. So the three words I shared with everybody again is Jalbo Wanganja. Jalbo Wanganja is the term used for a polite, indirect speech. The second word was Nganadarga. Nganadarga translates to we bone, our side or your generation. And the third word is Janamiljan. Janamiljan translates to they flesh or their side, your parents and children's side.
Word Up, bringing you the diverse languages of Black Australia, one word at a time.
Karina Lester, an Aboriginal language worker from the University of Adelaide, where she co-manages the work of the mobile language team. And amazing work that they do. Thanks so much to Karina Lester.